Well, hello. I am here with Mr. William Nixon and Naisha Thompson. And Mr. Nixon, you are a tenant in the Inclusive Communities sublease program. Correct. Is that right?
Yes, ma'am.
And so what city do you live in?
Dallas.
And how long have you lived where you live right now?
A year and a half.
Okay. How do you like where you live?
I love it.
What part of Dallas do you live in?
It's far north Dallas, on the border of Dallas and Plano.
Okay. And so tell me a little bit about how you found your unit.
I basically have saw it in the past, but I was like, well, I know I probably can't afford it and they may not take the voucher. So when I initially went, they were saying that they wouldn't take the voucher the first time I went. So I went back. They said I needed a co-signer. So I went back, and that's when she told me.
The property manager.
The property manager, yes. About the Inclusive Projects program for subleasing. And that's when I called Naisha and talked to her about it.
So your property is located, you said, in North Dallas.
Yes.
And had you always lived in that part of town?
All but 2.5 years.
Okay. So you were somewhat familiar with the area.
Yes, I was familiar with
it. And did you grow up in that part of town?
No.
Where'd you grow up?
Right here in central Dallas, maybe 5 minutes from downtown.
Okay. So you grew up maybe, you're saying, south of I-30?
No, it was north of I-30, but west of, no, east of 75.
East of 75. Okay. Okay. But you chose to move a little further, a few miles further out. Why is that?
I guess I can say the quality of living was better.
What do you mean by that? Like what?
More amenities, the quality of people, the quality of living, everything like that was better. And at the time when I was working, I've always lived in a place like that. So when, by me getting getting on disability and getting on the housing program, I chose Section 8 which I'm actually on the Walker Settlement Program. And that's...
So you have like a specialized voucher?
Yes.
Okay.
And that lets me move out into different suburbs that's not predominantly black.
Okay. Naisha, now you said you have known Mr. William for a while, Mr. Nixon for a while. It was a year and a half,
about a year and a half.
So what is the sublease program all about?
Well, basically, what the sublease program is, it is, we are an advocate or liaison for tenants with vouchers that seek to lease at apartment complexes that don't want to deal directly with the Dallas Housing Authority. So when they tell us that they want to accept Section 8 vouchers, we basically alleviate them having to deal with the Dallas Housing Authority directly, because we handle all paperwork, all concerns, anything that has to do with the tenant and the Housing Authority, ICP or the ICHDC sublease program takes care of that.
So you are the landlord, basically, as far as Mr. Nixon is concerned.
The landlord, yes.
Mr. Nixon, I'm going to ask you, how's your landlord?
No problem. Wonderful.
And so if something happens in the unit, though, like a repair or something like that, do you, Ms. Thompson, deal with that? Or?
Well, if it's something that needs immediate attention, Mr. Nixon or tenants, they can call the apartment complex directly, but we inform them that if it's something major, to always keep us informed so that we'll know, you know, what's going on with the unit.
So it's kind of like a three-part relationship, and the owner, you might say, doesn't have to deal with the paperwork that they complain about with the housing authority.
Exactly.
Okay. And about how many units do you guys have on this sublease program?
Currently about, now it's 24. It was initially 26.
Okay.
Currently it's 24.
And it's been operating for how long?
Going on 3 years now. I think we launched in 2016.
Okay.
And so this coming 2019, we'll make it 3 years.
Okay. All right. So, Mr. Nixon, you're saying that if they weren't going to, if ICP, ICHTC's sublease program wasn't going to lease to you, you wouldn't be living in the Manhattan right now?
Correct.
Okay. And what is it about the Manhattan that you liked?
Like I said, the neighborhood, and it's accessible to a lot of different things, like the grocery store. It's on the bus line. Okay. Fast food, everything that I would need, okay. Not having any transportation, uh-huh. It's right there.
It's right there. Okay. Mm-hmm. All right. So you're happy you made the move?
Yes, very happy.
All right. Well, thank you for telling me a little bit more about this. Welcome. All right. Thank you very much.
You're welcome.